Oh yeah, we in the building. What's up, y'all? What's going on? What's happening? What's crack-a-lacking? What's shaking and baking in the good words of my boy Patrick? You feel me? What's going on, everybody? And welcome, welcome, welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of the Opinionated Brothers. I am your great, grateful host, Big Ty, Big Ronza, Big Ty Ronza, Big Ty, Ty the Pod Guy is in the building today. So listen, if I don't mind it, you feel what I'm saying? As long as y'all know how to say my name, I'm fine. You feel what I'm saying? Listen, we're back in the building for another episode. Very excited for this one. It's going to be a short one, but a very intriguing one. To say the least, soloing it today. Cousin Scrap and HD are out for the day, but out for this episode. But make sure that y'all send him some shine, send him some love. You feel what I'm saying? And we love him. Be sure to, you feel me, like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to us from. This podcast is on all platforms, so be sure to hit the 5 stars wherever you listen to us from, and hit the follow or subscribe. You feel what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all, all the people that's listening to us. Watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Epic Echo Productions, and follow us on all stream social media platforms except for TikTok. You feel what I'm saying? So we're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. So follow us there, Epic Echo Pro or Epic Echo Productions on YouTube as well. Listen, like I said, we have a great show, good show that I want to have some very, very good thoughts and opinions on today. We're definitely have a we have a clip of the week that's definitely in the that aligns with the Diddy news, huh? That we're going to discuss. And oh my goodness, I forgot to get something. We have to discuss that. We have to discuss our clown of the week and our MVP of the week, and of course, I've been trying my best. For real, I've been really trying my best not to discuss Cardi and Offset ever since the divorce was kind of announced, or, you know, whatever that was. But after this shit that just happened this past weekend, we have to discuss. I'm not here for either one of them. Let me say that. Off the rip, I'm not here for either one of them. Like, it's crazy. I get it. I understand where Cardi is coming from. I'm not saying that she's not wrong, but I'm not here for either one of them. And we'll explain later in the show. All right, so let's get into it with our clip of the week. All right, so of course, like I said, the Diddy thing has just been wildfire, right? Ever since Diddy got indicted and has been in jail, more people have been coming out. And what I've been finding very interesting in a maybe weird way, and I say weird in a negative connotation, is this new kind of content creation on the freak-offs that Diddy had. You understand what I'm saying? The drinks and the shit, that the baby oil and everything like that. Like, there's a thing of having comedy, and then there's a thing of okay, I think this is going a little bit too far with this. And I think this video, I mean, shout out to this content creator, but I think this video just says that. Let's play the video real quick. For those who are listening, this is a video of a content creator making the Diddy drink. I want people to hear me when I say that. The Diddy drink. So let's just hear it. It's about 9 seconds, so it's gonna go quick.
With the Diddy drink. Man, we've been hearing about Diddy. I was 10. And knew if you passed out at a Diddy party, you might wake up with Karen.
Now, again, he's making the Diddy drink in a Johnson & Johnson bottle. Trying to be funny, right? My initial thought when I seen this clip was, how do you know? How do you know how to make the Diddy drink? I'm just saying, how do you know how to make the Diddy drink? Now, again, this is probably still fresh for a lot of folks. And as he said, we've been hearing about Diddy for a while. Okay, just like a lot of people have been hearing about R. Kelly for a while. I think what we should not do, and again, comedy is comedy. When you make light of something, comedy is comedy. I don't look at that as comedy. I look at that as saying, well, how the fuck do you know how to make the Diddy drink? Have you been to the parties? Do you know what goes down? Like, I'm asking questions now. It's not a hell. Like, I'm not at the, I don't know. Maybe I'm taking it a little bit too overboard. Maybe I'm thinking about it too much. But I'm just saying, if you're going to sit here and do that, I'm okay, but I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna leave it alone. Leave it alone. All right, MVP of the week this week. I got the New York Knicks as the MVPs of the week this week. But I also have a question mark next to the name. Why is that? Because Karl Anthony Towns is now a New York Knick. But what does that mean for Minnesota? Well, Minnesota just got traded Dante DiVincenzo and Julius Randle. What does that mean for the New York Knicks? Could this blow up in the New York Knicks' face? They do need some centerpieces. They do need a center-like player. Cat is a walking, what, 20 and 10, 20 and 12, 18 and 10, 18, 19. Listen, he's there. Been one of the, if you want to say, been one of the best big men in the league. Right? Consistently. Him with Jalen Brunson and the Villanova boys, okay, that's gonna be lit. But at the same time, and he got, you know, his coach in Tom Thibodeau, you know what I'm saying? I just don't feel like New York is like, or the Knicks are like, this is a good pickup. I mean, I guess, yes, you traded for him. Yes, you traded for him. Yes. I'm more looking at it as, damn, him and Ant were kind of like, I thought they was going to be the dynamic duo for Minnesota. And come to find out, I don't think Karl Anthony Towns, I don't think he knew about the damn trade.
Trash!
I don't think he knew. Because when he found, I think he found out when we found out. Because I seen a tweet that said dot, 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 period, period, period. And I said, uh-oh. So do I want to give them MVP of the week? Y'all let me know. Are they the MVPs of the week this week? In terms of basketball talent, in terms of what's on paper, yes, you can say they upgraded. So, yes, it's an upgrade. I just have a feeling that this is not going to reverberate well. Because I don't, if Kat didn't know, I don't think Anthony Edwards knew. Real talk. And my thing is, now who do you replace with Kat? Dante DiVincenzo and Julius Randle? No disrespect to them, but like, you need a center. And Kat was that for y'all. And I was just like, why would Minnesota give that up? Why would Minnesota give up Cat if Cat wasn't really trying to leave for real, especially when you have a superstar, another superstar player in fucking Anthony Edwards. I can't wrap my head around that. I can't wrap my head around that. But maybe there's something in the works. We don't know. I don't know. I just don't see how you let a player like that go on the Minnesota side. Like, I don't get that. Especially when you was just in the Western Conference. They was just in the Western Conference Finals. Of course, they didn't win, but they was just there. I'm sitting there like, wait, you gave up this man? For what? But, all right. I guess so. I mean, shout out to New York. I don't know if I want to necessarily say shout out to Cat, but you know, welcome to New York, my boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, that's tough. That is tough. Another tough thing. Clown of the week this week. Drizzy Drake. Yeah. Drizzy Drake is our clown of the week this week. Now he's been taking a lot of flack this year. You know what I'm saying? After the whole, you know, They Not Like Us, which is still charting on all platforms. You feel what I'm saying? Still charting number 10. Oh, that's Diddy. We not talking about him right now. What is he charting, like number 9 or number 8 right now? Still, he's still charting the top 10, and the year is not even over yet. That's crazy. There we go. So Drizzy Drake, as we know, has had a tough year this year. He's had a tough year. But we also know, I think it got a little tougher when we got the knowledge that Kendrick Lamar was going to be the headline star and music sensation for the Super Bowl halftime show. That came with a lot of opinions and controversy, you know, with the Lil Wayne and, oh my God, why isn't Lil Wayne and Friends doing it? Bow, bow, bow. And now we're getting, or allegedly, we're getting reports that Drizzy Drake is sending cease and desist to Kendrick Lamar to not perform They're Not Like Us at the Super Bowl. Now, what you're not going to do, Drake, Drizzy, is to never send me a cease and desist to play the song that you can say is probably one of my hottest records, if not my hottest record. And I got the hottest diss track record. Like, you're not going to tell me what to not, or what to play, what to perform, and what not to perform. That's one thing you're not going to do. You can sit here and we can sit here and have a rap beef, rap battle, all that shit. But when I have an up, because, again, I'm still old enough to understand back-to-back. And when back-to-back was up, and Drake was up. Like, let's stop the bullshit and let's stop the cap, for real.
What the fuck, y'all? God damn! God damn! God damn!
For real. Stop the cap. Stop that shit. Here's the thing. You don't want him to perform that because it's such a big record. You don't want him to perform that because not only is the record so big, the cultural impact that it has had. Brother, you can't really go back to LA like that. And you telling this man to stop, don't sing the song at the Super Bowl. What? Nigga, who are you talking to? First of all, I'm a grown-ass man who makes his own money. I told you. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. You better leave me the fuck alone. What are you talking about? Again, allegedly. If you did send this shit, bro, come on, Drake. You. The more I hear these stories, the more it's just like I can believe it. And it's just like, Drake, you've lost this battle. Why didn't you back to back this shit? Was it because you were going against a high caliber talent in Kendrick Lamar, who can not only make a little bops like you do, but who can rapity rap? Who got lyricism, and who doesn't have to put fucking writers and other composers on their fucking diss tracks? Yeah, I'm not letting that go. The fact that I can go to Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Prime, or Alexa, whatever, and go to the notes and go to the details and see that you have other composers, writers on your fucking diss tracks. Bro, I don't want to hear that. Write your own shit and then we can have a conversation. But until then, continue to make the bops that you've been making. Continue to have the number ones that you've been having. And that's it. But when it comes to coming next to Kendrick Lamar, the rappidest nigga in the world right now, and still can make a bop or two, have a number one here or there, go on world tours here or there, go on features here or there, have awards here or there as just as well. Brother, you thought you was going to win? No. So now you're trying to do everything in your power to not get this shit on the biggest stage of them all. First of all, the Super Bowl, Apple Music, and fucking Live Nation doesn't choose Kendrick Lamar if this shit doesn't go the way it went. Now, they probably would have. They probably had him in the pot of contingent. But I tell you now, Not Like Us was the cherry on the pie, on the cheesecake, to make it all say, hell yeah, we need that. We need that energy. Not Like Us was one of the damn songs on the NBA, during the playoffs. You don't think they not about to use these during commercials? All you got to sit here and say, dun, 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 they not like us. They not like us. It's gone. Yo, Drake is so scared of hearing that shit reverberate through the damn Super Bowl. Oh my God. See, I'm looking forward to the whole damn performance. Drake is not looking forward to one song. One song that is going to have that motherfucker tore that place is going to go crazy. That place is going to go crazy. And it's not just for that song though. But I will tell you, Not Like Us is about to have that dun 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 dun. And don't have that man bring, don't have his dancer sit here and crip walk. Oh, man. All right. Yep. I see why now. I understand. I get it, Drake. I get it. You don't want the man to do the show. You don't want him to sing the song. Well, you should have just left bygones be bygones. He said what he said and told you, just let it be and shut up. He said in Euphoria, if you go further, I'm going to keep going. And you went further with other composers and writers. And he said, well, let me hit you with a back to back. Meet the Grams, nigga. Not Like Us. Bow. Not Like Us has been on the charts since what? Fucking May? May. Damn near April. I believe it was like April, May. May. It's been on the charts since May. We're in October. Huh? Yeah. Okay. Don't stop. Stop, Jake. You know, you specifically, because you had a track just like that called Back to Back, which did just damn near the similar, had this. We're not going to have that conversation. He knows what it is. And Meek Mill is not the caliber of Kendrick Lamar to where he can send a cease and desist to Drake and say, stop playing back to back. Because they're going to continue to play back to back. Because who's the bigger artist between Drake and fucking Meek Mill? Drake. Who's the bigger artist between Kendrick and Drake? People are going to sit here and mostly say Drake. But they're also going to say, don't sit here and sleep on the fucking boogeyman, because the boogeyman has power as well. Because y'all are on the same fucking level of caliber. What are you talking about? So now you're the one sending the cease and desist. And Kendrick's like, I don't give a fuck. Allegedly. Allegedly. So, Drake.
Trash!
Bless your heart, my boy. Bless your heart. All right, so now let's get into some Mr. Diddly Diddler news, which has been just floating around off the top. As I told y'all, you know, a lot of these social media content creators are kind of taking this shit a little bit too overboard for me. You know, again, with the Diddy drink and, you know, all the shits, and I've been seeing clips of the Justin Bieber. Like, they've just been pulling so much clips. And here's my thing. Justin fucking Bieber, man. Justin fucking. We really got to call Usher to the carpet, too. We got to call Usher to the carpet. Hello?
Trash!
We got to call Usher to the carpet. If anybody didn't hear me, we got to call him to the carpet, because he did leave that young boy alone with this grown-ass man. Am I not correct?
Trash!
Am I not correct? Oh, okay. So we do have to call a few people to the fucking carpet. But here's the thing. We do have to call a few people definitely to the carpet, because I got a text. Yep. That's right, Nova. I got a text. And somebody sent me a list of allegedly the people at Diddy's party. Right? The party goers. Now, a lot of people who said they've been to Diddy's parties. Oh, I left early. Oh, I left early. Oh, I left early. Oh, my God. I didn't even know what was going on. Oh, fooey.
Trash!
I don't want to hear that bullshit. Do you? Who y'all trying to bullshit? That, stop bullshitting the bullshit. Y'all sounded like Shannon Sharp with this whole that's my Michelle type shit. Stop lying. I don't want to hear that. Okay, stop bullshitting the bullshitter. Okay, now I want to read y'all some of these names. I'm probably gonna go down a list of a lot of these names that have been at the parties. Now, allegedly, they probably don't know what was going on. They probably left early. But these are some of the party goers that shucked and jived with Diddy. You feel what I'm saying? All right, so let's see. We got LeBron James. We have Jennifer Lopez, Kevin Hart, Chris Brown, Kyle Lowes, Clive Davis, Jeffrey Epstein, Jesus Christ, City Girls, Trey Songz, Justin Bieber. Did we not just talk about my mans? Like, literally. Drake, Tyrese, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Rihanna, A$AP Rocky, Meek Mill, Ben Stiller, Usher, Odell Beckham, Kyle Kuzma, Mary J. Blige. And Mary J. has also been one of the ones they are calling to the stand. Like, they are not playing with this shit. Mariah Carey, Busta Rhymes, The Kardashians, Oprah, T.D. Jakes. You know, T.D. motherfucking Jakes. You know, that swallowed up clip is just, it's not aging well, boy. It's not aging well. Who else we got up in here? We got Michael Rubin, Akon, Stevie J, Faison Love, Jason Derulo, Robert De Niro, Martha Stewart, Snoop Dogg, Rick Ross, Saucy Santana, Will Smith, A-Rod, DJ Khaled, Megan Thee Stallion, Glorilla, Sexy Red, Ice Spice, Saweetie, Doja Cat, Lizzo, Dwayne Wade, Gabrielle Union, Shaq, Lil Uzi, Playboy Cardi, Tank, Biggie, get the fuck out of here, Ying Yang Twins, Lil Jon, LL Cool J, excuse me, French Montana, Tyler Perry, Justin Timberlake, Tracy Ellis Ross, Missy Elliott, Timberland, Michael Jordan, R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, Quincy Drewski, Swizz Beatz, Alicia Keys, Mark Wahlberg, Kelly Rowland, Issa Rae, Ciara, Janelle Monáe, Naomi Campbell, Jessica Alba, Swae Lee, Demi Lovato, Drea, Burna Boy, Magic Johnson, Lil Wayne, Pharrell, Pusha T, Neo, and more. That is some of the people that have been to the Diddy Party. Now, I don't necessarily know if they've been to the Diddy Freak-Offs. That is out my wheelhouse. I don't know nothing. Haven't seen anything. That is out. First of all, that's out my pay grade to even go to a Diddy party. So, what I will say is this, man. We talked about it a little bit last week on just like, again, my feelings are more for his daughter seeing all this shit, but I have no empathy or sympathy for Diddy. They're saying that these 1,000 bottles of baby oil may not just be baby oil. They may be something. It may be something that is laced with something to kind of get your body in the mood. You feel what I'm saying? And as I said before, you know, they have something on his sons doing this. And I'm like, come on now. We're going to have a conversation, right? If we're going to have a conversation. I told y'all his sons are probably invested or digested into this. You have to be. To keep this shit going for so long as he's been going with. Now, the interesting thing is he wants to testify in court. And I believe he will. I believe he definitely will testify in court. I think he'll, you know, I think he'll do his thing. I think he will sit here and appeal or try to appeal to the jury. But with the court of public opinion and the jury, I just don't see him making it out of that. I don't. You're a sleazeball. And it's men like him and R. Kelly that it's funny how a lot of these podcasters and people in hip hop and people in music have been just talking about how much of a sleazeball he is. And just maybe 10 years ago was just bopping with his dumb ass at a party. I find that very just intriguing to me. That's been the intriguing part. Hearing everybody talk about Diddy the way that they have, when maybe just a year ago, 2, 3, 5 years ago, niggas didn't have this sentiment about Diddy. And I guarantee you watch some of these interviews back if niggas haven't deleted it already. Niggas didn't have a sentiment about Diddy like that. Niggas wasn't calling Diddy a sleazeball. Oh, Diddy was getting the key to the city. Nigga, Diddy was out here. People was still loving on Diddy. What? Joe Budden was just on fucking Revolt. What are we talking about, y'all? Like, and I'm not trying to put Joe Budden into that, but I'm just saying. He's not involved, but I'm just saying. We're acting like these people in high places don't know what the fuck is going on. They know what the fuck is going on. And I will never choose to sit here and believe someone who has the status like that to sit here and say, man, you know, I've been to a party, but I didn't know what the fuck was going on for real. Shut your ass up. Shut up. Because I've been to lower level, man. And that's a whole Patreon episode. Stop that. Stop, bruh. That's a whole Patreon episode. Like, we can go there. That's a whole Patreon episode. If you want to get real. You want to have those conversations. Like, what? I've been to some parties. In college. Of course, all consensual, but nigga, what? Stop playing. And if you telling me all that nigga had cameras in that bitch, Stop, man. All right. We're gonna move off that now. All right, let's get into why we're here. Cardi and Offset again, and I'm pretty as a fan of both of them musically, and more of a fan of Cardi when it comes to the personal, but I fuck with Offset too. I'm going to say this respectfully as I can, and I hope that if they ever watch this, you feel me, watch this back. You know, I'm just a commoner. If you ever watch this back, you know I'm coming from a place of love. Okay, I might get loud or whatnot, but I'm coming from a place of love. All right. Okay, so Cardi and Offset, presumably, the word on the street over the last couple months that they're about to get a divorce, right? Okay, cool. Cardi then goes on live this past weekend to basically take it to Offset. You've been cheating. You've been doing all this. You've been hitting up my phone. Because I got you blocked, bop, bop, bop. I'm tired of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just doing a lot of shit. Like, you cheating with bum bitches, all of that shit, low-level bitches, all of that shit. Nah. He goes on his live. He goes on her live and says, well, you sat here and you cheated on me while you was pregnant. Cardi then sits here and goes on Twitter and drops probably... probably the most infamous phrase of 2024, so like period, and she says, and did, and I said, oh shit. Now let's pause right there. A lot of people did not believe her when she said that because they feel like she's being petty. Here's the thing about a Libra, bro. I have one. I'm dating one. Okay. They are petty as fuck. But out of all that petty, they're serious as fuck as well. So as many times as you don't want to believe Cardi and what she's saying and did, and she's just being petty. I looked at my girl and I said, you think she said, yeah, she did. She did. She being petty for sure, but she did. She did. And I was like, yeah, I figure. And I'm not trying to be on some Libra, Aquarius, Sagittarius type shit, but I genuinely think that Cardi fucked a man while she was pregnant. Yeah. How do you bruise a man's ego? How do you bruise a man's ego? The best way to do it is to fuck another nigga. Don't give a fuck the nigga either. Now, if you fucked a nigga of higher caliber than me, I crash out. I crash out immediately. I'm done. I'm texting on your phone. I'm blowing up your phone. Because I can't handle you just cheating on me once. When I've sat here and done it multiple times in public or out of public for the last 7 years. Offset, you're complaining. And excuse my language, but you're bitching and you moaning and you groaning about your woman sitting here possibly allegedly cheating on you while you had your seed in her. Brother man, if I know you to be the man that I know you to be, I can assume, and I could be making an ass of myself, but I could assume that you fucked a few pregnant pussies in your lifetime. And I can assume that you fucked a few pregnant pussies while you was with Miss Cardi B. So when we have this conversation of, oh my God, I don't think they should be well, let's stop, right? Let's stop. Right? Because that's a whole nother conversation. Should you? No. Will you? Possibly. More than likely you would. Period. Again, we can have a more open discussion about that on Patreon. But you've been sitting here cheating, getting back, cheating, getting back, cheating, getting back, cheating, getting back. You sat here and even went on stage and begged, baby, please, baby, please. What did you expect was going to happen when someone gets fed up with your bullshit? Now, granted, Cardi, you are not exempt from this as well because you stayed. Now, any woman out there can tell me, oh, well, she just held it down. She just held it down. No. There gets a point to where you got to stop holding shit down for him and start holding shit down for you and yours and your kids. Oh, well, she was holding it down for the kid. No, she wasn't. She was staying for the kids. That's not holding nothing down. You're not even holding yourself down. And you're wondering why probably you're not putting out no good music right now. It's because you're dealing with shit that you have not dealt with, i.e. your relationship that always seems to go public every time y'all sit here and have a conniption or he's cheating. The public has known y'all cheating ass relationships for the last 7 fucking years, probably even a little bit more than that. Offset, you have the caliber of woman you always wanted. And you've been cheating down ever since. Let me say that again. You've been cheating down ever since. And you expect Cardi to what? Continue to stay? Now, Cardi, you continue to stay. You can't be really that upset. You continue to stay. You continue to sit here and put up with his bullshit. You continue to sit here and say, oh, I love you, daddy. I love you, baby. I'm going to continue to put up with your bullshit. I don't know a woman in my camp who would continue to stay for 7 years in a fucked up relationship like that. When a nigga is just cheating religiously down on you every fucking waking moment. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But hey, it's your nature of your relationship. You do what you do. Here's the thing. Now we're here. We've seen it for maybe the final time. We're here now. And Offset, you want to sit here and say, hey, this is how I know you've already crashed out a little bit, brother. Because she's already released text messages. Because you sat here and said, you're my BM. I know you're going to come back. See, Offset, you got to see and see to a lot of men out there who are like Offset, who think just because you have a down, who's going to hold you down type of baby mama or girlfriend or fiance, not your wife, but even, well, you know what? Yeah, let's throw wife in there. Wife too, your partner, whoever, just because you feel like you have a person that's gonna hold you down even through your fuck ups, how many times is too many to fuck up? How much of your manipulation do I have to sit here and take before enough is fucking enough? She got fed up, Offset. So once you said that about the you my baby mama, you gonna come back, oh word? Okay. Well, let me release some text messages, my nigga. She outed your ass. And see, that's the one. Ooh, that, bro, that's the. Let me tell you something. That is the one thing I tread lightly on in this era of social media. I do. To piss a woman off that way, because now you're about to release my intimacy. And that's exactly what she did. Basically, this man was like, hey, you know, I wanna you miss me, basically. All that shit. All the nigga shit, like, hey, you miss me. And she like, Offset, get off my phone. One thing that was said from him was like, hey, let me just jack off with you on the phone. Now, I've never said that to a woman for real. Well, I had to go back in my Rolodex. I was like, well, wait a minute. I probably have. On some freaky dicky shit. Yeah, probably have on some freaky dicky type shit. But these niggas know each other. These niggas love each other. When you say some shit like that on some, like, I miss you, I fucked up type shit, and she leaves you on red, oh, goodness. And then you hit her with a question mark, oh, goodness. Brother, Offset, you're done. You're done. Because here's the thing. And I say this with all respect. I don't believe you can upgrade from Cardi, but I believe Cardi can upgrade from you. And the time, if she even comes out and does so, the play around is enough. Her sitting here just being just doing her is enough to fuck up your ego. I know this just by seeing this shit on a daily basis, nigga. You see how women just be like, I'm fed up with these niggas. Stop. I be trying to tell niggas, stop playing with women like that. Y'all think y'all really had a power. But it's going to come a time and it's going to come a point where all of that shit going to fucking crumble. And you're going to be looking like Boo Boo the fucking fool. This is his Boo Boo the fucking fool moment. You're looking dumb. Because you continue to play with what you have at home and continue to play with some hoodlums. Now, Cardi can upgrade. You know how many people probably in Cardi DMs that she got blocked, not because she want to, but because she's respecting you. Come on, bruh. You gotta give her that same respect. But you don't. You have it. And now she doing her thing and now you can't take it. And I hate niggas that just can't take it. No, take that shit. Have it. You laid the bed, nigga. You laid the bed of nails. Now you got to lay in your bed of nails. Nobody did this to you but you, nigga. Nobody did this to you but you. And I'm glad that it took you 7 years, Cardi, to actually sit here and realize, like, nigga, let me back the fuck back for a minute. Yes, back the fuck back, because it's not just about the cheating shit. That's on y'all, but it's the embarrassing part of the act. Y'all have been on social media doing this for the past 7 to 8 years. Come on, bro. Niggas have been sitting here talking about y'all relationships, y'all cheating, everything is on social media every fucking time. And it, first of all, I think for the fans, it's getting annoying. It's getting uptight. And it's just like, yo, if she did sit here and cheat, nigga, you had something coming. Oh, well, suck it up and shut the fuck up about it. Because you done stuck your dick in everything that's been moving except her, probably. And now you mad because she done sat on somebody else's nuts? Shut the fuck up. Yeah, hear that. Hear that how you heard it. You mad because she done sat her ass on somebody else's nutsack. And now you pissed. I want niggas all across the world who are Cheaters Anonymous to feel that shit. Because these niggas will sit here and stick they motherfucking dick into everything. Some burning, some not. But then when your girl sit here and take it upon herself to get a little bit of vengeance, now you sitting here crying. Shut the fuck up. If you can dish it, you better be able to fucking take it. If you're going to cheat, don't be mad if your partner is going to cheat. No. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck if you're the breadwinner. I don't give a fuck if you feel like you're the man and everything. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Nigga, because at the end of the day, when your woman sit here and throw it back in your face, what happens? Most of the time, to all the time, I've seen niggas crumble. Crumble in forms of you ready to beat your woman ass. You ready to sit here and cuss her out. You ready to call her all bitches, hoes, tramps, pussy bitch and all that shit. She's everything under the sun but the fucking child of God. But nigga, are you the saint? Are you the saint? You got every fucking excuse to do what you do, but boy, don't let her step out. Don't let her do what she, don't let her. And she can give the illusion that she about to step out. Woo, y'all niggas ready to, where you going? No, shut the fuck up. I'm always going to be on the side of women when it comes to this shit. Cause niggas just do be doing nigga shit and having no common sense when it comes to it. And this is a common case of niggas doing nigga shit and having no common sense towards it. Again, she should not have stayed because she should have started patterns yesteryear. But she stayed holding you down because that's fucking marriage. Amen. You feel what I'm saying? And you've been embarrassing her. Now she's embarrassing you. And it don't feel too good not do it, Offset. Don't feel too good not do it, huh? Don't feel too good. Because sometimes you got to fall on your face and understand. Sometimes you got to fall. You have to fall from the grace. Sometimes you got to fall and hit your face to understand your place. Stop playing with me. That's your message of the week. That's your message of the week. Sometimes you got to fall from grace, hit your face, and get back into motherfucking place. We done for today. I'm praying for Cardi and Offset. Praying for their kids. Praying for the family. I hope all goes well. You know. And I love y'all, man, for real. Man, because listen, I liked them as a couple, but it's just like when you continuously play in people's faces, you're continuously going to understand the games that will be played in your face too. You got to understand tit sometimes comes with tat. I don't think, and I'll take this from Joe Budden, I don't think Cardi is a cheater. I think she's a cheat backer. Like, she cheats back. If you fuck with me, I'm going to fuck with you back. And she from the Bronx, bro. I love all my Bronx people. Shout out to all my cousins from the Bronx and shit like that. But, like, she's from the Bronx. She not dumb. She's hood smart to a T, nigga. She A plus, S plus, nigga. She S tier. You think you can get all... She been... Oh, my God. All your bullshit? You know... I be thinking, like, how much bullshit women, in that realm, know and understand, especially a high-caliber woman like Cardi B, who is, some would say, a bigger star than you. I'm just saying, and I'm going to leave it there. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Y'all be easy, stay breezy. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast. And like, comment, subscribe on our YouTube as well, Epic Echo Productions. This is where you can find us. Patreon as well, $3 a month. We'll give you a free trial beforehand, of course. And then after that, we'll give you like a 15% discount for the first month. All right. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. And this has been another one, of course. I hope y'all like the background. You feel what I'm saying? And we'll see y'all on the next one. Peace.